الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أيامنا يوم لقائك. Oh Allah, make our best deeds the last of it. And Oh Allah, make our best days the day where we meet you, Oh Allah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. يا أبا بكر، إن لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا. أو أبو بكر، for every nation, for every ummah, there is a Eid, a day of celebration. And O Abu Bakr, today is our Eid, our day of celebration. We are grateful to Allah Almighty that He made us live to witness this day. It's not just a one Eid. Every Friday is a Eid for all of us. And now the second Eid of Eid al-Adha, the Eid of sacrifice. We are grateful to Allah Almighty that He has completed the religion. أَيَّوْمَا أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. We are grateful to Allah Almighty that He had completed His ni'mah, His blessings. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. We are grateful to Allah Almighty that He chose Islam for us as a religion. وَرَدِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. We are grateful to Allah Almighty that He made us followers for our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are grateful to Allah Almighty that He made us brothers to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his companions one day, وَدَدْتُ لَوْ لَقِيتُ إِخْوَانِي. I wish I can live to meet my brothers. They said, O Messenger of Allah, أَلَيْسْنَا إِخْوَانِكْ. Aren't we your brothers? He said, no, أَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِي. You are my companions. My brothers are people who come after me. They have not seen me, and they believed in me. May Allah make us among the brothers of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, dear Muslims, we are remembering a man who gave us our identity. Our identity is not the color of our passport. It is not where we were born. It is not where we work or we went to school or what kind of car we drive. Our identity is Islam. هو سماكم المسلمين. Ibrahim is the one who gave you the name Muslims. Today we are remembering a man because of his dua. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to all of humanity. ربنا وبعث فيهم رسولا منهم. Among the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, O Allah, send to them from them a messenger. Today we are remembering a man who asked Allah Almighty to make his legacy live until the Day of Judgment. Among the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he says, وَاجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And O Allah, give me an honorable mention, give me a legacy on the tongue of those who come after me. And every time we pray in the tashahud, we send the blessings of Allah Almighty on Ibrahim alayhi salam. From the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam, there is one important fact that we need today more than we need at any other time. That fact is, Ibrahim alayhi salam was marginalized. He was marginalized for what he believed in. He was marginalized because he spoke the truth. He was marginalized because he refused to go with the flow. He refused to follow the culture, the norms, the tradition. And he was not the only one who was marginalized. Every prophet in the Quran was marginalized. Musa alayhi salam was marginalized. Isa alayhi salam was marginalized. Yusuf alayhi salam was marginalized for refusing to commit the fahisha with the wife of the king. Even the young people of the cave, Ashabul Kahf, were marginalized and they had to isolate themselves in the cave. As individuals, as families, as communities, and even as a nation, we may have been marginalized. Maybe you are marginalized today, and maybe you will be marginalized tomorrow because of our social status, because of financial status, because of the color, because of the religion, because of the gender, because you're the head of the household, or because you are not the head of the household. And Ibrahim alayhi salam shows us very beautifully how he was marginalized and how to deal with this marginalism. He was not expected. He was not expecting that we'll be marginalized from the closest people to him. And this is a message to us. The people who marginalize you could be your closest friends, could be your spouse, could be your parents. Ibrahim alayhi salam tells his father not to worship the idols, and his father tells him, لَإِلَّمْ تَنْتَهِي لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّ. If you don't stop preaching to me but worshiping one God, I will stay on you and stay away from me. And this marginalization for Ibrahim alayhi salam even went further. قَالُوا إِبْنُوا لَهُ بُنْيَانًا فَأَلْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ. Build a building, a structure for him, and throw him in fire. And this form of marginalization back then is not different from this form today. Could take the form of intimidation, or could take the form of cyberbullying, or could take the form of threats, defamation, demeaning, demotion, micromanagement, silencing, ridiculing, or could take the form of standing on top of your knee, your neck until you cannot breathe. It could take the form of not cashing your check because of the color of your skin. And Ibrahim alayhi salam shows us how to deal with this marginalization. First is to use logic. Ibrahim alayhi salam tells his father, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصُرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْءٍ. Very simple logic. Oh my father, why do you worship that cannot hear you, cannot see, and cannot benefit you? أَتَعْبُدُونَ مَا تَنْحِتُونَ وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Do you worship that which you carved with your own hand? And Allah created you and created everything that you do? أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. You kill a man for saying, my Lord is Allah? Ibrahim alayhi salam is using very simple logic to defend this marginalization. And this is for you and me. To use very simple logic to defend this marginalization. Second, Ibrahim alayhi salam uses emotions, logic, love, and fear to defend the marginalization. He tells his father, Salamun alayk, peace be unto you. His father is telling him, I will stone you. And Ibrahim alayhi salam responds with the utmost form of love, Ya Abati, my beloved father. سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي. I will ask Allah for forgiveness for you. يَا أَبَتِي إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَنْ يَمَسَّكَ عَذَابٌ مِّنَ الرَّحْمَنِ فَتَكُونَ لِلشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيًّا. Ibrahim uses a form of fear. Oh, my father, I'm worried that a punishment from the Rahman, the merciful, will touch you. And you'll be among the followers of Shaitan, Satan. And this is the second way for you and me to defend marginalization. Love. Returning good for evil. And fear. Showing the consequences of this marginalization. Will it always work? Will love always work? Will logic always work? It may not work. And it will get to us. We will feel sad and depressed and down that we're being marginalized. But that's a sign that we're human beings. Allah Almighty told His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَدِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُلُونَ. Know very well, O Muhammad, that what they say about your message, about you, this marginalization to you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes your chest constrained, makes you upset and distressed. You won't get your full rights in this world. Be mindful of that. And we need to feel comfortable at some level to leave our case to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I have done my best. Oh Allah, I used logic, I used love, I used fear, but still, I'm still being marginalized. Oh Allah, I leave all my affairs to you. Wa afawwidu amri ila Allah. We can be consumed by responding to every single insult, every single comment, every single attack. We need to realize we may not get our full rights in this life. And we leave our affairs to Allah Almighty. And that's what Ibrahim alayhi salam did. وَأَعْتَزُلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And I'll leave you. And I'll leave behind everything that you worship besides Allah Almighty. Then he says, وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي عَسَىٰ أَلَّا أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. And at the same time, I will not forget this connection with Allah Almighty. I will continue making dua to Allah Almighty. I will continue complaining to Allah Almighty. Some of us call friends, call husbands, call our wives, call our neighbors, call our therapists, go on Facebook or Instagram, and very few of us call upon Allah Almighty. Very few of us complain to Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty is inviting us. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord said, complain to me, make dua to me, tell me about what you're going through. I will answer your dua. I will respond to your complaint. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, after leaving his people, he makes this beautiful dua to Allah Almighty. And in this dua, he's not forgetting himself first. He's not forgetting his children second. He's not forgetting his parents third. And he's not forgetting all the believers. And this is the form of our dua. We make dua for ourselves, our children, our parents, our families, and the rest of mankind, the rest of the believers. He says, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ. Oh Allah, make me among those who establish the salah. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. And make my progeny among those who establish the salah. Among those who keep the connection with you, O Allah Almighty. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاء. And O Allah, accept my dua. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي. O Allah, forgive me. وَلِوَالِدَيْ. And O Allah, forgive my parents. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. And O Allah, forgive all the believers on the day of resurrection. We ask Allah Almighty to make us among those who establish the salah, who keep the connection with Him, and to make our progenies and our families among those who establish the salah, and among those whose dua is accepted, and among those who are forgiven, and among those whose parents are forgiven on the Day of Judgment. Ameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله الذي لا غيره ولا رب سواه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In this beautiful day, blessed day, Ibrahim عليه السلام is showing us and reminding us that we will be marginalized because of our color, religion, race, gender, family status, social status, financial status. And Ibrahim alayhi salam is reminding us to use the logic, to use love and fear to defend ourselves. At the same time, keep in mind that this may not work. And we may get to the point where we say, وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, oh Allah, I have done my best. I leave all my affairs to you. At the same time, we always make dua to Allah Almighty, not just for ourselves, for our parents, for our children, for our families, for the believers, and for all mankind. And do not think by being marginalized, you're small. You're not small. Allah Almighty created our father Adam alayhi salam with his own hand, خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْهِ. And Allah Almighty blew into all of us from his spirit, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِمُ الرُّوحِ. And Allah Almighty made the angels prostrate for all of us. And Allah Almighty dignified all the children of Adam. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Every human being on this earth is dignified in the sight of Allah Almighty. You may be small in the eyes of those who marginalize you. In the eyes of Allah Almighty, you're dignified, you're honored. They said about Ibrahim alayhi salam, قالوا سمعنا فتى يذكرهم يقال له إبراهيم. This is a young man, nothing. His name is Ibrahim. To them, he's a young man, he's nothing. And his name is Ibrahim. But in the sight of Allah Almighty, in the Quran, إن إبراهيم كان أمة. In the sight of those who marginalize him as a young man known as Ibrahim, in the sight of Allah Almighty, he is a whole nation. Oh Allah, do not make us small in the eyes of people, and make us honored and dignified in your eyes. O Allah, make our gathering a blessed gathering. O Allah, in this blessed days, forgive our sins. Remove our calamities. Forgive those who committed sins. And forgive those who ask you for forgiveness and accept their forgiveness. O Allah, make us among those whose dua is accepted, among those whose acts of worship, sayings and givings are accepted. O Allah, give us from our children and our spouses peace of mind and make us leaders for the righteous. Allahumma jal jam'ana hadha jam'an marhuma wa tafarruqna min ba'dihi tafarruqan ma'suma wa la taj'al fina wa la baynana wa la minna shaqiyan wa la mahruma. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha mawlaha. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذريتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا المتقين إماما. اللهم هذا الدعاء ومنك الإجابة. اللهم هذا الجهد وعليك التكلان. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وأقم الصلاة.